Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey guys, welcome to Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. It's a Blinker Saturday. Here we are, episode 12, season 8. So, welcome to another issue. I hope you've all had a wonderful week and that you're all relaxed for this Saturday morning podcast. Saturday being a sort of weekend thing. But I do know some of you listen on Monday, even Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but whatever. Thank you for tuning in, as we say in the olden days. Okay, we'll look at my books, my merch, some emails, podcast reviews, and of course, the latest of your wonderful Reddit comments, which are always delightful, I assure you, and thank you for posting them. So, please feel free to comment whenever I go over the top, when you're concerned. Let's start with Twitter, now known as X, for the time being. Percy, at Perseus. Rocky Flintstone writing Blinderblinked 2. ... Hey Percy, I would have used semicolons instead of periods or full stops. But you add a picture of some translation from English into Dutch, which I think is the point of the post. And that shows us, the words do anyway, we're having sex in English to we hebben seks in Dutch. I'll remember that one for the next time we go to Amsterdam. Okay, moving on now quickly to Reddit, which My Dad Wrote a Porno episodes make you feel like a bad business bitch. From the Duck System. Hey, Duck System, I love the 3Bs vibe. Really, really good. Thank you so much. So, Imperator Romanium comes back and says, shameful confession. I work in, inverted commas, business, close inverted commas, and I feel like MDWAP has made me better at my job. I just think of such business and leadership classics as motivating the sales force, and boy, she can, and feel inspired by Belinda's unfazed, assertive, can-do attitude when dropped into a new work environment and having to wrangle teammates she barely knows. Unfortunately, my friend didn't understand is another theme on Reddit which I want to explore from pictures of success. And you've got a picture here of four rivets and one bolt. That last sentence sounds like Rocky wrote it too, and they're referring to the sentence on the expose for the exhibition. And I have to say, they hammered so fast that their blows sounded like one continuous noise. Pictures of success? I'll put my hand up to that one. Possibly. Get out of here, 7347 ads. Gosh, that's a big nipple. Pictures of success replies, it's quite jarring to see in real life. I had to say a wonderfully descriptive word, jarring, as good as rivets. Fat Boy Big Wall adds, practically a moderately noble autumnal-aged woman who drives a caravan and for whom losing horse-riding outfits is a curious but not unprecedented or disturbing experience. I'll be in my bunk. Pictures of Success S adds, just call me Gertrude. No Donkey 3967 says, is that the exhibition in Melbourne? I considered buying a ticket just to see those 3-inch rivets. Pictures of Success S added, this was Las Vegas, but I'm sure you will find rivets that held the whole of the fateful Titanic together at any exhibition. Sir Earl Jeffreys adds, old Gertie Broomfinger. Yes, where would we be without Gertie Broomfinger? Okay, another theme we're exploring today is, did Rocky ever explain the whole Norse gods thing? And that's from Sitashi. I can't remember if he talked about it during any of the question and answers or such. Was I asked a question, guys? But was there any explanation given to why the Norse gods are so prevalent in the books? I'm diffusing ads. Not much has been said, but I do know that in the character rankings, Rocky said he imagined the Norse gods and Christian god as brothers just partying in heaven. Theosaurus Rex 1025 adds, that's a nice image. No religious persecution because they all just chill. Jailman of Oz puts his bit in and says, Blumenthal is a German name, so it makes sense that Belinda would worship Germanic deities like the Norse gods. My guess would be that she identifies mostly with Freyja, the goddess of love and sex. Freyja is said to have once sealed a business deal by having sex with 4 dwarfs. Enough said, because I don't know if we can say the word any longer. Okay, ARG.gov says other characters mention them as well, though at the very least Sir James does. I think it's just that the Norse gods are more promiscuous than the Christian god. Good answer. Gerhard Witt Weckenhardt adds, I mean, most Germans have been Christians since around 900 to 1000 AD. Fleetway Robotnik adds, well, we still don't know what year the books are set in. Irving Brexitel adds, he never said it wasn't 857. Gerhard Verkenhart adds, he never said Belinda wasn't a dolphin. And Gerhard Vertick adds, while that's technically true, there is a scene in which Belinda dials Des Martin's phone number on her iPhone. I'm not suggesting that Rocky's masterpiece is restricted to our one-dimensional rules of time and existence, but it definitely suggests a certain advancement in technology. And, therefore, I'm guessing the darker ages of mankind are somewhat less plausible. Okay, brilliant theme, that one, guys. Really interesting. I'm not going to enlighten you in any bit of it. Here we go. Let's have a look at the iTunes reviews. And let's try GB. 5 stars, Matty Paints. Again and again. Listening again after the best bits reignited my love. So good. Wow, Matty Paints, thank you for your devotion. Much love. 2 stars, HLKGZXFHJ. No, parenthesis. Used to love, now I can't stand. Sit tight, kids. I have a lot to say.
Well, let's get on with it, matey.
Come on, we're not stopping you here, mate. Here we go. This is the place to say what you want to say. I used to love this podcast and even considered seeing a live show. But then, over time, I started to see cracks and flaws. I joined the MDWAP subreddit to share opinions about the issues I've been seeing, and the vast majority were either condescending, like I didn't know what I was talking about, or was just flat-out wrong. One of the moderators even doing this to me. It wasn't me, and there only are 2 moderators, so you know who it was, okay? It made me realise the community is quite stan culturally, with very little criticism towards the show itself. Even when I was questioning if Rocky is even writing these books anymore, I even shared my reasons for thinking this to open up discussion, and the vast majority debunked by basically saying, nope, he's still writing them. I bloody am, mate. Downvote for being wrong. It legit feels the fan base is kind of toxic, since the vast majority have this yes-man attitude and aren't open to listening to alternative opinions despite what they say. Trust me, the vote to comment ratio on anything criticising any aspect of the show was way off for a community that claims to open debate. And this is what put me off Rick and Morty. Good God.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Who are they? Never mind. Sorry, guys. Fan base rant over. My problems with the show that built up and none of the fans wanted to hear are the sponsorship ads are too irrelevant to the product they're supposed to be selling. We're not selling a product, matey. It's a comedy show. And the hosts pretty much make the ads all about themselves. Ads are boring enough. I don't need to hear your life story. James gives way too much information about himself, his hygiene, eating habits, his confident ignorance about women's anatomy, and just comes across as crass, borderline, misogynistic idiot. And I agree with the sentiment that it's all so performative to the point where I question the legitimacy of what they're doing. Is Rocky even writing these books anymore? Second time you've asked that question. Why did the writing shift so drastically within a few short seasons? Is this just a massive A or G? Overall, a podcast I used to celebrate just leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, mainly due to the cultural impact it's left. Okay, HLKGZ, etc. Thank you for your heartfelt comments, and they are indeed of interest to me. I can see your frustration with the ending of the show and the ongoing discussion whether I did write the books or not. As far as I can remember, from my Chardonnay-addled mind, I did, and still am. Hence, Blindemlinked 6A. My latest in this story, and of course, my new theme, Bill Badger. I hope you will find time to assess these and comment accordingly. As regarding sponsorship, I'm afraid it's a bugbear all fans have to deal with. I'm retired, the guys are all working on various projects, and we decided very early on not to put the whole show behind a paywall, which we could have, and to be honest, may very well have become rich people. But we didn't, and we enjoy the freedom podcast brings to people's lives in exchange for a little bit of advertising. Obviously, if it hurts you that much, you can, as you have decided to, switch off. That's all I want to say, and the very best of luck to you. Okay, let's go to US, and we've got a 5 stars from Scarn421. The absolute best. I'm currently on my 4th time of listening to Blinda Blinked, and it never gets old. Love it so, so much. Rocky is a genius. Thank you, sir. Or madam. James, Jamie and Alice are just the most wonderful narrators and reviewers. I still laugh so hard it brings a tear to my eyes. I have a signed poster, the books and a WWBD pomegranate tattoo. It's not a podcast. It's a lifestyle. Hey, Scarn421, thank you. I hope the poster is still inspiring you to do what you do best, just like Belinda would do. Okay, 5 stars from Maddie Torskopt. Rocky for President of the World. Well, I'm re-listening to the series, after its sadly ending. Of this, I'm more convinced of this than ever. Rocky Flintstone is the modern-day Shakespeare. Milton, Homer and Hemingway all rolled into one amazing author. Read by his son and accompanied by friends, this podcast is cry, laugh, out loud, funny, endearing and tingly. I hope Rocky and friends have more greatness in store for us. Well, Maddie Torskopt, yes we have. Well, if you count this podcast as an ongoing part of the story. Whatever, the guys are working hard on their monthly delve into all things whatever. I call it MDWAP shooting the breeze. Okay, let's head across now to Apple Podcast Australia, and we've got a lovely one from 5 stars from Zaka Fled. Laughing out loud. Okay, so I'm shopping with earpods in at Coles. Coles is a very posh departmental store in Melbourne and Sydney, I believe. I laugh out loud, so loud, about the Rocky slip-up. Then, here, security check. Can we have a security check, aisle 3? Yep, they were checking on me. Don't throw your head back when laughing at. Brilliant little review. Thank you, Zach. I hope Coles didn't keep you in prison too long. Okay, 5 stars. Up the gas from Oz says, just genius, just saying. Without doubt, the funniest thing I have ever heard. Shakespeare redefined the way we look at the English language. Rocky does it better. Mucho obrigado. Thank you. Merci bien. Okay. I can't forget about my Amazon reviews. And here we're looking at Bill Badger Book 1 from Kirsten M. Fraser. 5 out of 5 stars. Intentionally funny for once. Interesting headline. This Rocky Flintstone book is wonderfully silly. Our hero Bill will do anything to assure customer satisfaction, even remove splinters. This would make a hilarious comic book. Okay, let's have a look at Essie. 5 out of 5 stars. Listening review by Kyle Reitenauer. And they purchased a personally written introduction to Blinda Blink from Rocky Flintstone with your personal message and free posting. Not cheap, guys. The purchase exceeded all my expectations. It shipped almost instantly and arrived carefully packaged with some fun little surprises. Yes, I always add something if it's coming directly from me. The letter itself was perfect and I cannot wait to have it framed to give as a gift for Christmas. So, as you can see, it's been another interesting few days for me. So let's pick my poop of the week. And that's got to be, sadly, an obviously big past fan, HLKGZ. Congratulations, the Blinderblinked prize you never wanted. But thank you for your comment anyway. And now, the Blinker of the Week, who is Kirsten M. Fraser, and the reason why, for that lovely Amazon review on Bill Badger and the idea of making it into a comic book. Just thinking. Kirsten, email me for your happy birthday voice recording. Well, okay, that's all from me today at Rocky's Pavilion. Feel free to email me at flintstonerocky@gmail.com, contact me on Twitter or X at flintstonerocky, or on Reddit at Rocky Unleashed, or visit my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word, if you have any comments on my rambles. Ciao, until next time.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.